This is a CHOI News Report. The Vancouver Island Short Film Festival is looking for budding young filmmakers for a new youth showcase. Festival director Zoe Heath says the idea for the youth showcase came after requests for more family-friendly films at the festival.
It's actually a family program all around, and our goal was to create a festival environment that's youth-centered. And it will include its own Goldie Award ceremony to kind of give young people kind of the festival flavor in an environment where, you know, the ratings are PG. This is also for audiences. We actually had found we had a lot of families emailing us, asking us if the main Vancouver Island Short Film Festival program was family friendly. So we thought instead of censoring our main program, we'd create something for families.
The Youth Showcase is a collaboration with Nick Jensen, who teaches filmmaking and photography at the Nanaimo District Secondary School and is also the coordinator for the Youth Showcase. Jensen says the films youth have made in his classes are impressive.
I am constantly blown away by what students can achieve. They work, I think, somewhat more chaotically than people who are embedded in the industry would be working, but frequently they come up with pieces that surprise and delight me, whether they're making a found footage horror film or an experimental art film or a serious drama. No matter what sort of style they choose to work in, I find it's a medium and an art form that they really produce some amazing, sophisticated work. I'm really honored to be able to give them time and space in school with access to equipment that they might not be able to have access to otherwise. But it is a super exciting sub part of the genre of filmmaking in general. Film is something that we all connect to because stories are so powerful. And some of the young people in our society, in our city, and across the world are telling captivating stories in a sophisticated way.
Festival director Zoe Heath says doing a film festival on Vancouver Island has its unique challenges.
We actually live stream our event as well as have it in person to allow accessibility to as many audience members as we can. We also get a lot of international submissions, so we like to provide a space for international art audiences to participate. So we have quite an active live stream chat. And one of our filmmakers last year who was supposed to be part of the Q&A in classic island fashion got stuck on the ferry and was actually able to chat back and forth with everyone when they got stuck and let us know how close they were and if when they were going to be there. And they ended up running in during the Q&A with their coat on and their hat on and ended up making it on stage. But it ended up being kind of a very island experience to A, have them be stuck on a ferry, and then B, have our audiences be encouraging them from the live stream, actually asking them questions while they were on the ferry.
Jensen says part of the reason he's collaborating with the Short Film Festival is to help the local film industry nurture homegrown talent.
It's hard to grow an industry or a community unless you are activating the youth to become involved. They will be the next generation of leaders. And the earlier we can support them to empower them to have a voice and to be a part of that community, the stronger the community will be 5 and 10 years from now. It's such a great opportunity for us to grow a community here and to bridge the youth who are here out beyond Nanaimo so that they can feel confident to go out into the world when they become adults and to seek out opportunities for success and creativity.
Submissions for the main program of the festival are open until January 10th, while submissions to the Youth Showcase are open until January 26th to coincide with the end of the high school semester. For more information, you can visit the festival website at visff.com. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.